Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ah, I see that you've returned. And just in time, for as we've learned, Gigi has found a strange stranger visiting. Yes, out from the storm and into his kitchen. A handsome man from head to toe, dressed as a chef colored in mauve. The color awarded chefs of the highest order. For all he'd accomplished, Gigi was but turquoise. There he stood, dripping wet, and the commie said, Golden George, hear me this day. Your son and all you've made, I'll save. I'm no friend of the rays, those swine. They've stolen plenty that was mine. But I've a plan to bring them down if you'll trust in me and hear me out. You'll have your son and all you've made if you do exactly as I say. Gigi's mind raced. He blinked and he expected the Moff Chef to fade a vision. But there he stood, smiling, teeth glistening. Now Gigi had sworn to Triple M he'd be sane and deliver the franchise's promise to the Rays. That was the safest plan, the plan that saved their son. But now he could have both. That was a deal to be done.
You got a deal there, mister.
Yeah!
You swear this plan will work?
I swear. Help me, I'll guarantee you'll get all you deserve. Come, you get the oven going and bring your boy to help.
Wait.
It's time he learned the business. I'll need more help than just yourself. And so the days went. Gigi and son did toil while this Mo Chef brought every tub of oil to boil. His recipes were stunning. Little Gigi watched amazed. Mo took the menu and he elevated every taste. That made Big Gigi a little jealous, it did. But what did it more had to do with his kid.
This chef, he swore to me he would save my restaurant and my family. Now he's changed every dish and I don't like the way that little G idolizes him.
Little G and Moe had grown close. It was true. The boy was entranced by anything the chef would do. And for a chef like Gigi, this was maddening. To be bested in his own kitchen, his own son, his rival, flattering.
What is this show off trying to prove? My recipes are giants and he's simply deep frying on their shoulders. I'll get the best of him. Gigi Scrumptious always wins. He can't make a fool of me, this mall joker.
Hello, Dad. See you there. Just checking the pantry, making sure we're prepared. We hate to have anything missing. Let's see. Plenty of breadcrumbs. That's good.
Neat. Gigi. I worry now that perhaps I was too hasty. I saw a man without a plan to save his family. I saw a chance to beat the clan that we both hate, see. But now I fear that my best judgment has betrayed me.
I was just counting napkins, you must have misheard. 83, 84, 85, 86.
Oh, Georgie, my dear, I heard every word. Now, promise me you'll listen close. There's a good boy. You need me or your restaurant's finito.
You need me too. I'm still working on the reason though.
I need you because the Rays are on their way. You are the bait. Let's get that straight, cause I've another point to make. George, I've waited too long to have my plans dashed by some twerp.
That's you.
There's only one chance we'll have to make this work. My way or out of it completely. friend, eh? Now promise me you'll listen and you'll do as I say. Little thing, and promise me you'll do it just right.
I promise.
And so it came, the day the Rays would claim what was their right. A grand parade that swayed and aimed at Gigi's gate. Its sights. The procession of the Rays, drunk on power, hungry for a bite. The procession of the Rays at Gigi's door, it had arrived. Meanwhile, in the kitchen, the team was at the bellows. The flames in the macaroni oven glowed blue and red and yellow.
Too hot.
Gigi thought for his specialty macaroni.
This Mauve chef must know what's best, but what if he's baloney? If he's wrong, my son's gone, my business dies.
He thought to himself as he cheesed the gravy fries. But the Mauve chef didn't sweat. He was calm to the extreme. As he prepped the banquet for the Rays like something from a dream, pan-fried hand pies and flash-fried pork thighs piled high, and always eager little Gigi beaming by his side.
He claims he'll save my son, but what will I have lost when we've won this trick? He's enchanted him, little G fulfills his every whim, it makes me sick. What's grand about a man who no one knows the name of? All that I've made for all to taste's made my name famous. What has he done to earn G's love? This is outrageous. God damn that son of a gun, I'll see him fall before we're done.
Gigi seethed, he lost himself in hate. But then, the bell. Here were the Rays. The head Ray, real original, greeted Gigi at the door.
Reservation for 86, soon will be one more.
We have a special night prepared. Not a single flourish has been spared. Please come and take your seats. I'll announce my decision at the end of the feast.
These words that he recited, the Mauve chef had written, and Gigi snuck a glance at him standing by the kitchen. The chef nodded, pleased, then left for the prep station. He scooted little G ahead of him to help with preparations. And the Rays took their seats and sang for their feast.
We are the Rays since ancient days. We have ruled though our feasts have fun. Your franchise or your son. Our Rays are blessed by the goddess that's best. It is your second to none. We'll rule as long as the sun has rays, only setting when the Rays have sun. So come and feed us with your finest. Let us see just what this franchise has to offer to our dynasty. Serve us conscious, don't be shy. It might be by the tank and fight us in your family.
And they laughed in a haughty tone as they smiled from their franchise throne. And Gigi filled up every glass, took their orders, served the apps, deep fried butter and draft beer from the taps. And the Rays drank long and ate and ate and ate. And Gigi looked toward the kitchen, hoping to avoid his fate. Through the window, the Mauve chef diced, sliced, and julienned everything according to his imperceptible plan. And in the oven there he'd placed the macaroni, let it bake. Gigi wiped sweat from his brow and watched what transpired. Was it the heat or the fear that caused him to perspire? Well then, finally, in a great wave of the paddle, the Mauve chef removed the macaroni from the oven's crackle. Cheese and noodles steamed the air. The Rays all stopped and stared, and they began snapping and calling for the dish. And the Mauve chef put it before them and said, as you wish.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madam Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast, Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Mm. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, Fall of the House of Sunshine is offering episode commentary to Fable and Folly Plus supporters, still entirely ad-free. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
How they salivate, they cannot wait, they are entranced. But this is not my dish, this dish is his, it's of his hands. I know it's not my goal to win their favor, but to know that in those bowls he's stolen what I made with all my gifts and taken it for his the figure.
The rays devoured every plate placed in front of them, demanding seconds, thirds, and fourths, even higher numbers, and they were filled with wonderment and plenty of noodles. As they called for more, poor Gigi stewed. It was brutal. Perhaps he didn't know how much he needed approval, needed to be reminded he was great and not useless. Well, my pupils, you all know that vice is called hubris. And if Gigi knew this, he'd forgotten. His stomach knotted, listening as the whispers started.
How far Gigi's fallen after showing such promise. He couldn't have cooked this, it's beyond him.
Must have been the work of the immortal shaman.
Gigi, I help you order down.
How's that war rock on?
Hear them as they jeer, their judgment clear. They think me nothing. That chef, he set me up. He stole my stuff to see me suffer. But how could my finest chow be put to shame? That chef without a name has taken what I made with all my gifts, stolen it for his, and left me with nothing but the mess. Why did I let him in? What was I that food be anyway? I worked for years to perfect my bake, scoured 3 continents for the appropriate cheeses. Why does my dish lack while his so pleases? He's no genius, the weasel. Now I'm not to be treated like a servant in my own restaurant, defeated. What makes this taste so great? What miracle of math rests upon this plate? I shouldn't, but that breading, that crust, I shouldn't, but I must.
And he took a bite. It was the most delicious thing he'd ever tasted. And then there was a laugh that cut the room. The rays all turned their eyes, glinting in the gloom, crumbs in the mustaches, sneers on their faces, their pants all unbuttoned, their shoes even unlaced.
Who dares to laugh at the great Kabbalah rays?
We'll see that this mirthful joker pays.
At the kitchen's maw, the mauve chef stood tall. He bellowed a laugh and smiled at them all. I bet you're wondering what's got this giggle in my gut. Put this wiggle in my strut and I'm showing you up. Well, let me tell you what. But first, maybe I'll leave this costume behind. I am Bacchus Divine, the god of wine and party time. I've always hated you rays since that fateful day. And Desha stole our ways of making tricks and tastes and just gave them away. Hope you had your fun.
cause your time is done. Cause today is the day that the Rays get stunned. The empire decays and your ways get shunned. Cause today is the day the Rays had a son. And with that, he revealed his epic troll and tossed onto the table little Gigi's skull. And then the Rays realized right there that they had eaten sun prepared via the burning macaroni oven bake, and the Rays began to scream, vomit, and quake. They'd been tricked via a prophetic loophole. They'd lost their empire. They felt it in their soul. They scrambled like rats, their empire crashing, pizza joints closing, slices going unsold, windows smashing. The curse upon franchises was broken, and the Rays were truly hosed. All the pieces of my... Bacchus's plans were falling like Domino's Pizza brand dominoes. Now Gigi grabs Bacchus and slams him hard.
You killed my son for some canard? You lied to me! You used me! Destroyed me!
But Bacchus shushed him, said,
"Don't be so noisy." Did I not promise you to save your restaurant and your family too? You did as I requested. Now see that son that they ingested be resurrected.
And with a wave of his wrist and a flick of his finger, something amazing happened, a real humdinger. All the Ray's vomit swirled, and Lil G was reborn anew. As this boy took shape around the skull and regrew, and Bacchus said,
"From death comes life, and life from death, and Lil G is back to take his first reborn breath."
The boy smiled, but then he sputtered. He could not speak, for in his center, he was missing one bite-sized piece.
The bite
that Gigi was forbidden to chew. Now his son couldn't breathe, he turned blue. And I turned to Gigi, and he turned to me. And I just shook my head.
What fools humans can be.
You couldn't wait one single meal to take a bite. You've cost a deal, you've cost a life.
Oh, what would you tell your wife,
right? Oh, what an ego on this fellow here before me. Demands justice, begs for mercy.
It's one gory price for glory, Gigi.
Come arise, my boy. You are not for this world. Little G will come with me and shuffle off this mortal coil.
And as for you, you poor, poor fool.
Gigi Scrumptious, your fast casual eatery shall become the greatest chain, with locations from Zanzibar to Key West to wintry Maine. Your macaroni shall become more famous than the Whopper or Big Mac. But here's where I hit you with a classic God-style smack. Your wife will leave you, inconsolable, destroyed that you valued anything above your precious little boy. You shall have no heirs, and your famous dish shall now be called Mancaroni. Because each and every delish bite will have a small sprinkling of your son on top to crisp the crust. And you can't stop it. You'll be powerless to watch the masses lust for the Mancaroni, eating your son in front of you night after night. And then you'll become a ghost and haunt this restaurant site. But let's not say I'm not kind in my own awesome Bacchus way. There'll be an end to your suffering eventually one strange day, after the world becomes weird due to a bomb. Don't ask. It's crazy. There will come two people to your restaurant, one stoic, one lazy. And I will allow this oven that once took a life to restore another. And when you do that good deed, I release you, Scrumptious.
But until that day, such is your fate. So buckle down, your son's the chow these people crave. Pan after pan, again and again. Watch them eat your kid as you once did. Cause you couldn't obey, cause you're an egotist. Now enjoy the show, I really gotta go. Thanks for the kids.
He ate his kid.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Find out more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. Visit our page to find links to our sweet merch, like stickers. They're like stamps, only when you put them on a letter, the postal worker just comes back and starts yelling at you. And then you start yelling, and then suddenly you've been married for 10 years, and where has the time gone? Our children are going to college. Oh, sweet youth, wasted on the young. Thanks for listening, and have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is part of Fatecrafters Studios. Find other great shows at fatecrafters.com.
New Molar historian Lyman Keyes here with an after-the-episode bulletin. I wanted to let you know about Fatecrafters Studios, the amazing podcast network that collects the best in audio drama entertainment and brings it to your ears. And it doesn't even cost anything. It's on the internet. And a lot of things on the internet do cost things, but not Fatecrafters Studios at fatecrafters.com. So go there and check them out. Like the podcast Lake Clarity, where five teens head up to Camp Clarity to celebrate their last summer together. But they unknowingly unleash an old evil that has been dormant beneath the lake. Like you do, like happens in many movies. But not this is not a movie. This is a podcast. Now, after this occurs, a young journalist begins to find discrepancies about the missing kids. It's all a sort of crazy puzzle. It's really interesting and really grabs you, and you wonder, what's going on with this lake? What's going on with these kids? What's going on with this reporter? Everything's a mystery, and only you can solve it by listening to Lake Clarity as part of the Fatecrafters Studio Network. Fatecrafters.com. You'll find out about it if you like something called Twitter. I don't know what that is, but you can go to Twitter to CDHcast and follow them for whatever they do on Twitter, which is tweeting things. My nephew tells me, but it is great. I've been listening to it. He put it on cassette for me. It's really scary. I haven't slept in days. I don't know what to do except to listen to more of it. It's really great. Lake Clarity, as part of the Fatecrafters Studio Network. And if you want to hear more from old Lyman Keyes, that's me, join the House of Sunshine Patreon page. You can find more at their website, podmusical.com. So give it a listen, and give all the great shows on the Fatecrafters Studios Network a listen. They're all worth the listening. I said listening a lot that time. Was it too much? Stuart, was that too much? No? Great. This is Lyman Keyes, saying listening a lot.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.